Store, BBC Radio Bristol, very good afternoon from me, Jeff Twentyman. Somerset lost, Gloucestershire won. That's the headline news in the latest round of matches in cricket's One Day Cup. Somerset lost by 4 wickets at home to Hampshire, while Gloucestershire beat Kent by 11 runs in Bristol. Now then, the Women's Sport Trust's Beer Game Changer Awards take place tomorrow. These awards celebrate the individuals and organisations that are going above and beyond to promote women's sport. Well, two Bath organisations have been shortlisted, Minerva Rowing Club and also This Mum Run. I'm delighted Mel Bound from the latter, This Mum Run, joins us on the show. How are you, Mel?
I'm really good, thank you.
Congratulations on being shortlisted. You must be excited, chuffed. Tell me how you're feeling.
We're absolutely over the moon. Like for us, this was the award we really were hoping that we'd get some presence at this year, because everything we're trying to do is about changing the way women engage in sport. So it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Tell me about your organisation. It's a curious title, This Mum Run.
This Mum Run. Well, it does. This Mum Run. It does exactly what it says on the tin. So we're a women's running community, mostly mums. And we have a programme of free social runs that mums come to in the evenings when the kids are in bed, or early in the morning at the weekend before the family day starts. And then we have a programme of coached courses for total beginners up to half marathon runners. So a whole programme of things that women can get involved in across Bristol, Bath and London actually as well now.
Wow, brilliant. So you came up with this idea to organise some runs for mums?
Yeah, well, actually it started because... For really personal reasons, because when I had children, I found it impossible to access the sorts of exercise that I'd done before kids, because everything was just at the wrong time. It was at kids' bedtime. So I put a post onto a mum's Facebook group to try and find a running buddy. And the first week, 75 women turned up. And I realised there were lots of women that were feeling exactly the same.
75?
Yeah, I know. It was a bit of a moment, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
But fast forward 2 years, we've actually got a community of 10,000 women now. So it's, you know, there's lots and lots of women who are feeling exactly the same.
Oh, this is wonderful. Brilliant. I think you know already, but I want to come and actually do something, record a considered report on this for this show. So
yeah, that would be brilliant.
We'll get that arranged. Also on the line is Sue Day. Sue is a trustee with the Women's Sports Trust who are behind all of this, of course. How are you, Sue?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. You've heard Mel already. You can gauge the importance, the significance of all of this to her. These are important awards, aren't they?
Really important. I mean, we set up the Women's Sports Trust because there's a huge disparity between the coverage that women's sports get and therefore the opportunities that women get to engage in sport, to be a part of it. And, you know, women, girls, everybody can get so much out of sport. And so initiatives like Mel's, so important, because A, it gives all of those women an opportunity, but B, and one of the reasons we set the awards up is because it can be so inspiring to others. As Mel said, it's already happening now in London, and think where else and how far that idea could go.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many amazing individuals and organisations who are shortlisted for tomorrow's awards, aren't there?
There really are. I mean, I can't pick anyone out, being a trustee of the charity, absolutely neutral. But what we were so looking forward to, this chance to celebrate them. And it's not just your average awards, it's celebrating all sorts of different things. So imagery that's made a difference, people who've made a difference on a local level, sponsors who've made a difference, media people and media organisations that have made a difference. The idea is there's all these different places you can make a real difference in women's sport.
So who decides ultimately that the winners? Is it some form of panel with yourself involved?
No, it's public vote. The winners are absolutely up to public vote. Okay. So we get some people who are some specialists in, if you like, who do the shortlisting. But after that point, it goes out to public vote. So it's, you know, that the case is made and the public get to decide who's made the greatest impression.
Well, I'm getting excited myself here. Let's bring Mel back in. What are you looking forward to the most about tomorrow evening then, Mel?
Well, I mean, aside from the opportunity to meet the England hockey team, which I'm absolutely excited. I'm so excited about that, being a very long-standing hockey player as well. But, just being in a room full of women who have all achieved amazing things and are doing amazing things in sport is just going to be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Have you prepared a speech?
Well, we've been told there's no speech. Apparently, if we win, we get asked to join a panel to answer a couple of questions, but nothing, no Oscar-style speech, I hope.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah, that moment, that moment, you just don't know how you react. Where is it tomorrow night, incidentally, Mel?
It's in East London. So we've got to get on the train and up to London in our glad rags. So we're really excited about that. I'm actually taking one of our volunteers with me, who's been with us right from the beginning. She volunteers, and we've also trained her as a running coach. So she's one of our running coaches as well. So we're both really excited about it.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's brilliant. And one of the brilliant things about the awards, one of the reasons why they exist, is it connects all these different people up. So you've got, as Mel says, you've got the England hockey team, you've got Mel, who's doing her initiative in Bristol. You've got people from the media. You've got corporate sponsors linking together all these people who can and do make a difference. It's such a powerful and exciting feeling in the room.
Yeah, it's brilliant, brilliant. So Mel, you got a soft spot for Lily Owsley from Bristol and the likes then, who got that. That was amazing when they won that gold medal, wasn't it?
Exactly. Oh, what a moment for women's hockey. It was absolutely incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah. But Alex Danson on this show as well. I mean, she plays a hockey in these parts as well. They're incredible. Will you have a chat with them and get their kind of experiences and see if you can transport it to what you do?
I absolutely am planning to do that. And, of course, the obligatory selfie as well for social media.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, listen, I'm going to get out and meet you properly and do a nice report on what you do, which is fantastic. Sue, while you're on the line, I must ask you, as a former England rugby captain, you must be chuffed the way the game's going for the women.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. I mean, so exciting that the girls won the World Cup last time out. So exciting you've got such a strong team down there in Bristol as well, and some really good stars in that team. And, of course, it's the Women's World Cup rugby out in Ireland in August. So, yeah, really excited about that. And it's going from strength. Such a great game.
I mean, last night on my rugby show, I went to Thornbury a couple of weeks back to do a report on their newly formed ladies section, and five sessions in, they've already got 30 plus players training. Some have never played before.
It's just phenomenal, isn't it? And it shows the power of a little bit of coverage. So people are seeing now that England women's rugby team being successful, you know, being on your show, those kind of things, and it introduces people to the game. And 30 players 5 weeks in, phenomenal.
Brilliant, brilliant. Sue, Mick, thanks for joining us on the Sports Store. Enjoy tomorrow evening.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Mel, also great to have you. Fingers crossed that you you win, but regardless, it's fantastic you've been shortlisted and nominated, and we'll be in touch to come over.
Look forward to it.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Thanks. Enjoy tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Great to have you on the show. That's Mel Bown from This Mum Runs. They've been nominated at those awards tomorrow. Sue Dare, trustee of the Women's Sport Trust, who are behind it. Hashtag be a game changer. Go on Twitter tomorrow evening. You'll find out if This Mum's Runs, or Minerva Rowing Club, also nominated for just introducing women to the great sport that is rowing. I'll report back, but I'll be going to both Minerva Rowing and This Mum's Run to find out what they're all about, affecting people, giving people opportunities in their chosen sports. So many great things. Relatively unheralded go on. That's why this programme, The Sports Door, can get to the crux of such sports and the people getting involved in it. Just to reiterate the cricket today, a defeat for Somerset in Taunton. This is the One Day Cup. They'd won 4 from 4. Before today, Somerset. They made 249. Dean Elgar top scored with 78. Pete Trigo made 55. He's in good form. Adam Hose made 50, but never enough. Hampshire got home with 76 balls to spare. Hampshire 250 for 6 to win by 4 wickets. Better news for Gloucestershire.